The brain is a heat-seeking missile. It'll get you anything that you want. All you need to do is keep an image in your head. That's why Will Smith's favorite manifestation tactic was affirmations. Not visualization, not meditation, literally repeating words to oneself. The reason for this? It is the easiest way to change your thoughts without implementing brain power. Ignore your reality and hold the image in the mind that you want 3 times per day. Live in this reality. This is your own. It'll give you the best results. And in today's video, we'll cover just that. Why you need to ignore reality, ignore current circumstance to get the best results of your life. Everything you do is a guess, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. One thing I learned in the world of business is that everything that most people do is a guess. It's an educated guess of some kind, but at the end of the day, it's just an estimation. And the temptation for many when an experiment is going on in the midst of guessing what you need to do to get a result, a thing that many people struggle with is following through on an action just because it's an estimation. This is my best guess. This is my theory. I don't know if it's going to work, so maybe I shouldn't do this thing. Maybe that's not right. That's not what I want. When in fact, in every position, most action items in their larger strategy, they're just a guess. One of my favorite sort of life-changing actions that I learned a long time ago was from many of Brian Tracy's books. It's a tactic called mindstorming. You take some goal you have and you frame it in the form of a question, and then you try to come up with 20 to 30 responses to that question for how to get a solution to that problem. So for instance, one that has been very regular for me in many, many seasons of my life is, how do I get my SAG-AFTRA card? The Actors Union Guild, how do I be a part of that? And so recently I did this exercise again and I came up with a whole list of ideas. Things like reach out to the Auditions in Minnesota playlist, that's the theater organization here. Create a profile on Casting Frontier. Link your modeling agency to that account. Sent River Rats 1 to 150 agents, and so on. I created a list that was substantial, and some would attack the goal directly. Some items on the list attacked the goal indirectly, like cut down to 8% body fat. You know, when the brain is given a forcing system, say, hey, do this, find the solution to this, it comes up with things. And it comes up with things that are both attacking the goal directly and indirectly. It gives you a way to move forward. Many of the things on your list are both signal and noise. What does that mean? Many of the things on your list, they are going to get you substantial results. Like, they are going to make a difference in your life. And a good amount of the things on your list, they're going to get you nothing at all. In any mindstorming session, anytime you want to have a conversation with your subconscious mind, you're going to get stuff that helps you and you're going to get stuff that doesn't mean anything. The number one mark of an entrepreneur is to take your estimations and take your guesses, but treat them seriously. Treat them as if they'll get you a result. And if you can do that, what you'll find is that 30 to 50% of what you are doing is going to push you forward, and 30 to 50% is not going to be sharp. I find that if you do a mindstorming session, like if your life has been stuck for a little bit of time and you do a mindstorming session, you're like, okay, these are all the things I can do to achieve my goal, to achieve my task. Most of the time, if you come up with a list of 20 things, you can attack a good number of that mindstorming ambition, like a good number of those things over the course of a week. You can make substantial progress on a couple different goals. And then some stuff is going to work out. Some stuff is going to push you forward and get you a better result. And some stuff is not. But at the very least, you will find yourself moving towards a new reality and moving towards something that isn't yours if you just focus on treating your estimations as if they are entirely serious, as if they can get you results. A book that I'd read some time ago that I thought was absolutely wonderful was called It Works, the little red book that gets you everything that you want. And in that book, the author talks about the very simple formula by which someone can get success. All you have to do is make a list of the things that you want, like rewrite them every day, and then look at that list and then ask the universe for the plans to achieve that thing, and then take actions on those plans every day. But the biggest aspect of all this is that if you consistently think about these ambitions that you want and you take some actions, you're okay with there being signal and noise, then you'll find that yourself moving towards something really substantial. Like, you will make dramatic progress towards the achievement of your life. In one season of my YouTube channel, this was in spring of 2022, I was consistently getting what was low views at the time. And then I began to visualize myself, literally visualize every day, multiple times a day, breaking 100,000 views in a video, or even 200,000 views in a video. That's all I did. I say, hey, I'm going to upload with more intention and to go from very less views to 100, 200,000 views per video. That's all I did, was like visualize it as aggressively as possible. Like, this is the goal that I want to achieve. I got to 5 videos in a row that all broke not just 100, but like 200,000 views per video. And it was substantial. Like, I turned this lifeless channel around. There's some sort of magic in consistently affirming with words and with visualization. As I created the items on my list of my mindstorming session, I don't even know why I picked some of them. I really don't. What does fixing loose monitors on my camera have to do with booking a SAG after job? I don't know, but it's one of the things I came up with. Nonetheless, it is work that I can do. It is work that I can pursue. And somehow, if your brain comes up with it, there is a chance that you are finding like a little bit of a diamond, a little bit of an action that you can take that can move you towards the things you want. So it's work that you should pursue. Rewrite your goals 2 times per day. Review your goals and visualize them 3 to 4 times per day. Visualize yourself completing the tasks needed to achieve such goals. Sometimes it's the fundamentals that we forget, that we get stuck on, that bring us the best results. In fact, if you're ever struggling with moving forward with your life, achieving something with any sense of greatness, all you need to do is knuckle down on the fundamentals, even harder than before. And one of the fundamentals that is so profound that will absolutely get you a result is to rewrite your goals 2x a day and visualize the achievement of your goals. In fact, you can rewrite them 2x a day, but you can like review and stare at them up to 3 to 4 times a day. Your brain is consistently infused with the love and the achievement of that goal. The images in your mind, your predominant thoughts, are consistently obsessed of that ambition. Live each day as best you can. You will receive instructions from the universe. Just act on those instructions and see where they may get you. It's the funniest thing in the world. When you're going through some kind of struggle, if your current life circumstance isn't what you want it to be, it becomes very easy to reflect on what you are in this present moment. Like, it's very easy to reflect on what is before your eyes. But an indicator of faith and an indicator of the turning of the tides is to reflect on what is not there consistently. Like, your number one rumination and reflection should be on what is not there, but what is to come. The images you see in your mind, the mental images that you see, are actually just a preview of what is about to unfold. So like, what images do you consistently see in your brain? What images do you consistently see? Whatever you see, whatever you fantasize about, whatever you dream of, is actually just a preview of what is to come. Now, the second example in all this is that there are spiritual undercurrents that you can use to get to these results faster. You can start by genuinely doing an audit or asking yourself, like, what am I visualizing? What am I currently reflecting on? What thoughts are in my mind regularly? And then when you get those images in your brain very consistent, like they are what you want them to be, all you need to do is pay attention to the instructions and act on those instructions. And you'll find that changing your life does not take very long. Changing your life is very quick. If the results in your life are not what you wish them to be, it is because you stopped thinking of the right images. And then as a result, you weren't taking the right actions, or even if you were taking actions, you were not taking those actions with energy, with belief. When action is backed up with some level of belief, it hits different. It hits better. So if your actions don't line up in that regard, like you're not taking on a task with the potential or belief that it will lead to something, then it'll still have value, but it won't hit as hard. So the key to all this, bringing back momentum, success, clarity in your life, it's such a quick thing. All you need to do is decide what you want, keep it in your mind at all times, ask the universe or your subconscious or your brain what you need to do, and then do those things to the best of your ability. And some of those things are going to be dead on, and some of those things aren't going to be accurate. But as long as you keep acting, as long as you keep doing what is to be done, you will get a result. And you will find yourself moving forward rapidly with your pursuits if you do the simple exercise. And if you want to take these ideas further, I would invite you to read a book called It Works. I'll leave the PDF of it in the description box below. I read it many years ago online. I even listened to the audiobook version of it. And what that book describes is so, so simple. But many of us, we often find that our predominant thoughts, like the stuff that we're thinking every day, isn't what we want. We don't think about the things we want. We don't think about our goals. We think about a whole number of other things, or we think about how our life is moving in a wrong direction. Even if you're acting on stuff, you end up sabotaging it. You tell yourself you want it consciously, but subconsciously, maybe you're sabotaging yourself. So the key to getting out of your own way then is to decide you want a thing and then wholeheartedly put your entire focus only on that thing. And pretty quickly, pretty rapidly, you will see your life evolve. If you're new here, my name is Nikhil. This channel features about one video every 2 weeks on videos like this, how to make it as a creative entrepreneur, as a businessman, as an actor, as a technologist. If that's something that you find interesting, I would love it if you could subscribe. If you want to connect with me further, you can find me on Instagram at nrajapande. And if you want to learn how to grow your own YouTube channel, become a successful creator of your own, make your Instagram profile look strong, use the works you put on digitally to build a portfolio, to do your best work, to seek out new opportunities, I have a coaching program that I run once per quarter. So if that's something that you might find interesting, you can check out the first link in the description box below. But with that being said, for those of us who keep the right images in our mind and we pursue those goals, to us I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.